Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you are enjoying the summer weather that's due to continue for the next 10 days, if you have a camper van or a mobile home, or maybe you're thinking of actually purchasing one in the near future, our Home Squad are here to answer all of your questions about renovation and how to do them up and how to get the most out of them. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, who is the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design, both with me in studio today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, first of all, Roisin, you are in the business of, well, you do up a lot of mobile homes, don't you?
Holiday homes.
Holiday homes.
So. Yeah. Holiday homes are definitely something that I think a lot of families have. And it's often something that's been maybe in the family, passed down through generations. It's a real kind of place of togetherness and a way to celebrate the Irish countryside a bit more. Yeah. Not your day to day, like Connemara, Sligo, all around the coast. I see a lot, and we actually design a lot of them.
Okay. And then, Jenny, you have a camper van that you recently renovated.
It's this tiny, tiny little minivan. So I bought a minivan, kind of 7-seater minivan, because the house I live in is really tiny and the street that my tiny house is on is also very tiny. So I don't have enough space to park a full size camper van. So I bought like a 7-seater minivan and had that converted by a crowd called Pathfinders. They're up in Leitrim. Couldn't recommend them highly enough. They're brilliant. So yeah, we had a great trip away this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're down in Wicklow. By the seaside. We had a great old time. Great. And yeah, it's just enough to sleep two people. Comfortably might be a stretch, but it's just enough to sleep.
You gotta be asleep. 087-1400-106, that is the WhatsApp number. I suppose before we get to the listener questions, for people who do have holiday homes, Roisin, and maybe thinking of, you know, doing a little bit of investment to them, where should they start, first of all?
I think the thing is that if it's designed well, and if it's a place you like to be in, you're going to use it more. What I find is a lot of our clients actually love using holiday homes in the dead of winter, in horrible weather, and it's something snuggly and cozy to escape to. It's a retreat. So the basics of a good design should still be there. That doesn't mean you need really high-end finishes and things, but first and foremost, get the layout right. You know, holiday homes are where people come together. You want lots of places for people to crash, lots of bedrooms, like have bunk beds for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Factor in layout like that. Try and use really hard wearing materials. You know, you don't want things that are going to scratch easily. You want robust finishes that people don't have to be too precious with. Also like a stove, comfy furniture, that kind of thing. Think of it in that way. What I have found during COVID and stuff is that people end up liking these spaces a lot more, especially if they are near the sea or in lovely landscape. So do factor in a good bit of storage. It's not always just a pop there for the weekend kind of thing.
And for people maybe thinking about a renovation or doing up a camper van or getting one, Jenny, what's your kind of top bit of advice, first of all?
Ooh, top bit of advice. I think it's you can do a lot with a little. You actually don't need a huge amount. Like most people, you could possibly, try it out first. So you could probably go away with your car for a night or two and camp in a tent and then just work your way up a little bit and see how you go. And then if it's worth investing in a camper van, if you think you're going to get away a lot and use it all the time, think about what you need in it. Like, are you somebody who barbecues outside a lot? Therefore, you might not need something inside.
Funny you say that. I went in a camper van weekend last year and it was a fabulous camper van. It was the Volkswagen, you know, like
California.
It was absolutely amazing. But I did think afterwards, you know, if you were ever getting one, could you maybe do without the second cooker hob and maybe have a little more storage space? You know, the fridge was definitely a necessity, but did you really need the sink?
I don't have a fridge and I purposely didn't get one because I find it really difficult to find one that doesn't make noise. They kind of hum.
Oh, yeah.
And I just was like, I actually can do without this. I have a really good cooler that if I need to bring something cold, like a bottle of wine usually, or like a bit of, like nice cheese for a picnic or something, then I'll use that. But I didn't bother with the fridge.
Okay. Right. Listener questions. 087 1400 106. We've recently bought a camper van in Wexford that we intend to rent out when we can't use it. It's big enough but not huge. Any tips on how we can hide things away when renters are staying in it? Personal things that could be damaged. We don't want bringing them up and down every single time.
If They're saying camper van. I wonder if they mean caravan, because it would be pretty hard to rent out a camper van. But maybe you do. Either way, what you can probably do is, if there's any storage in it at all, you can go onto Amazon and you can buy little locks really, really simply. So there's ones with RFID cards on them, for example, which are really easy to install. They use very, very strong magnets, and you can just put them at the back of, you know, a door, like a cupboard door or a little storage door or something like that. And you could shove everything in there and you could lock it when it's not in use. And it's not this big, bulky, you know, padlocked looking thing. It doesn't ruin the aesthetic, and you don't have to screw in a lot of holes to install it. So
what
I just
about
pick
a
storage space. Yeah, you could have
a small safe.
Not leaving your jewellery or stuff in there.
I think you're
presumably just talking about, you know, something that might, like a vase or an heirloom or something that might get broken that you like having in your caravan. So I just pick a cupboard, pick a storage spot, put everything in there, and then find one of those RFID locks or some type of subtle, you know, they're called invisible locks. You can find them on Amazon.
Okay.
And install that. They're easy to install.
Roisin, this listener says, we've inherited my family's holiday home in Wexford. It's gorgeous and I'm so excited to take it over. Unfortunately, though, it's incredibly dated. So any advice on how to modernise it without completely gutting it? I'd like to keep it usable for the summer.
It depends how outdated it is. I guess what I'd always try to say is strip it back, like less is more. A lot of these things, we were actually just talking about it before we came in. You know, curtain poles, short curtains, like heavy finishes. They tend to be in these kind of, say, old Irish country houses or holiday homes.
Yeah.
Strip it back. You're trying to brighten it as much as possible. Lighten it up. At a very baseline, if there's lots of dark wood, paint it all in a lighter color. Paint all the doors, skirtings in. Straight away, you'll be able to breathe. That makes it way calmer. Ideally, like a soft timber floor or something will just brighten it as well. So that would be an investment. But even if it's a laminate, try to just brighten the tone of it. Sheer curtains are really nice instead of kind of heavy curtains. Have them ideally on a track, have the track in the ceiling. Don't have any, like, always have full length shears and wall to wall. So it just straight away will start to feel a bit airier.
Surely the kitchen is probably the one thing that would make a massive difference. If you know, and you can, you know, if you were to get a cheaper kitchen revamp, that might help to give it a makeover.
It's always about the layout. Try not to have all these kind of like butt ends of cabinets. Make sure the cabinetry goes up to the ceiling. Those basic principles, even if it's from IKEA, you can do that. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be really expensive, but make the best use of space. These houses are normally smaller, so you need to be clever. Okay. You need to make the space work really hard.
Now, this listener says, my siblings and I all went on a family holiday home. Sorry, they all went in together to buy a family holiday home in County Tipperary. We'll mostly use it individually, but there will hopefully be times we'll be all down there together. So how can we make it usable for large groups without just filling every single space with bunk beds? We'll need good hangout areas as well.
I'm going to come in here and say that I think a blow up inflatable bed can be unreal. Like, how long are you actually down there? Like, I've the ones that you can buy now, you plug them in. They're not expensive. They roll up to nothing. You can plug them in. So they inflate, you know, from a plug in the wall. They're quite quick and they're so comfortable. They're really genuinely very comfortable. Like, I'm not talking about the squeaky old, like, Lilo type mattress, like good inflatable beds.
You remind me of my day one. I had one for 3 months. That was torture, but definitely a weekend is good.
Listener, if Roisin Lafferty can sleep on an inflatable bed for 3 months, your family could do it for a weekend. I just think that's such, you know, because otherwise you've got beds taking up space that if you're not using it 80% of the time, then why have a bed taking up space?
That's a good point.
So the other thing, again, depending on investments, that's really little investment. That's a great idea. Murphy beds are great as well. So
which ones are they?
They're the ones that look like a wardrobe against the wall. We use them a lot now in spare rooms, and they've come a long way. They're not all rickety and they're actually really comfy. You can have your proper mattress in them. So they pull down, they don't take up a lot of space. Also, sofa beds, there are some really nice ones. So that is a lounge as well, just so there's kind of flexibility. Mm. But bunks for kids. Kids do like a bunk room. Not every room, but a room.
Those Murphy beds are brilliant. And you can get ones that have shelves in the back now and they're on like rotating hinges. So you don't even have to take the stuff off the shelves. And there are Murphy bunk beds, I think. So yeah, forget what I said about blow beds. It's way better idea.
Blow beds are good too.
Do more budget friendly. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Now this listener says, we have a holiday home in Antrim that we intend to start renting out when we don't use it. It does need to be updated a little bit. Any ideas on hard wearing fabrics, surfaces for around the house that will hold up when regularly being used by large groups that maybe we just don't care about as much as we thought we might have?
We recently just did this. I did this for someone and it it's rented out on both Airbnb, but also longer term rental. And it is, you need to not be too precious about it. So things need to be able to be cleaned. So don't spend a huge amount on the furniture. Scotch guarding is really good, though. If you do have furniture that's there, scotch guarding is like a protective film you can get put on top into the fabric, and it stops stains absorbing in. You can also get eco-friendly versions. But in general, things like that, if you've existing furniture, otherwise places like Cave Home, Yisk, Zara Home, the kind of lower end for if you are buying new furniture, don't spend a fortune. Get a kind of an eggshell paint, I think, so it's kind of wipeable. Large format tiles, timber, they're good to keep, but you just need to not be too precious about it. Don't have loads of ceramics and things that can break, because they will.
We have a small mobile by the sea in Kilkee. It's aging and the outside of it has really taken a beating from the weather. Do you know what paints or finishes I could use to make it more weatherproof? I could potentially put up some sort of cladding if the park allows. I'm not sure though.
Kilkee. I know Kilkee well. Being from Limerick. So yeah, lucky you to have a lovely spot by Kilkee. It's fabulous down there. You generally, for paints or finishes for camper vans, you use typically the same thing that you do for cars. So you could get it painted, you know, in the same way, but that's quite expensive. So another thing that you can do is get them wrapped, and that tends to be quite weatherproof and it holds up. But cladding can look lovely. Now, mobile home caravan parks can be very fussy.
Yeah,
they can be really fussy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to check with the owners about what you're allowed to do. But have a look into wrapping. That could be an option.
Finally, I bought a really rundown house. I'm hoping to turn it into a holiday home for my extended family. We live nearby, so it'll be used a lot. I mostly need to gut it and completely rebuild it. I'm wondering any advice on things around design, holiday homes that I might not think of. I was perhaps thinking of an outdoor shower from when people come back with the sand. Budget is a huge issue. Great idea about the outdoor shower.
Outdoor showers are great, really, really good. And another thing we do a lot of is if you have a side door, have kind of a trough sink. So if you have wetsuits or you're near the sea at all, have a rail above so you can hang things to dry. You don't have to bring them into the house. That's really helpful. In general, again, just lay out and try and add in as much storage as you can hidden and try and make a nice open plan space so you can still enjoy it. A lot of the time, these houses are quite small rooms.
Okay. Listen, thanks a million to you both for joining us to answer listener questions about their holiday homes, their mobiles, their caravans, etc. We'll make sure to podcast this and all of our other chats conversations. If you've missed them over the course of the show, you can get them on the News Talk, the GoLoud app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. My thanks as always to Jenny Sheehan, Roisin Lafferty. You can find them both on social media, on Instagram at Workers Cottage and also at Roisin Lafferty Design.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.